My name is Thais Gibson, and I'm the creator of the Personal Development School. This is your daily breakthrough video, and in this video, I am going to talk to you and basically answer the question I get asked all the time, which is, should I reach out to my ex and apologize and get that closure and have that conversation I've been wanting to, even though we've broken up and haven't talked in a little while? Now, the reason I usually get this question, quite honestly, is because people are learning a lot about attachment theory, and they're kind of going through this like big healing journey, and they're learning about themselves. And usually when we're not understanding attachment theory, we don't realize that we have a lot of our own patterns, because basically what happens is we get triggered. And when we're triggered, we see our side very strongly. When we're triggered, we see that we're hurt because we are feeling a lot of our pain, which means sometimes we don't have the same capacity to see like, oh, this is how my response to being hurt is affecting somebody else, or this is how my action or mistake is affecting somebody else. And we're just so busy feeling hurt by their response to it, right? So whether we cause the problem or we're hurt by somebody else and are trying to express the problem, if we have, you know, errors in judgment in the way that we communicate, if we say the wrong thing because we're triggered, if we push somebody away, or we have an unhealthy behavior, oftentimes we don't even fully recognize it because we're so focused on the other person's unhealthy part of the situation and what that person is bringing into our lives. It's acting as a catalyst to feel these different things that are going on inside of ourselves that don't feel good a lot of the time. So sometimes what happens is we don't realize that we have these dynamics at play. And then we get into a situation where we start learning about attachment theory after a relationship has ended, and we start seeing, oh my gosh, that's my pattern. Oh my goodness, that's my pattern. Oh, this one too. And we start going, oh my gosh, I didn't show up that well in the situation. Like, there's lots of stuff that I did that wasn't the best thing that I did and that I wanted to do, or I see how I cause pain too now. And so my advice is, number one, don't beat yourself up for that, okay? You are a human. The only reason that you had any painful, you know, mistakes or hurt somebody else or anything like that is because you were wounded, you were in pain, and at the time, you didn't have a better way. And that's just the reality. And so, you know, first of all, do not beat yourself up. It doesn't do any good. And it also doesn't help you take accountability and move forward and you know, create healthier patterns, because you get busy lost in the story of beating yourself up and how you're bad and how you messed up and all these different things. So do not give in to that temptation. The mind loves to do that because it's a subconscious strategy to create certainty that has a lot of downsides. Allow yourself to be like, okay, no, hold on. What can I take away from this? Okay. So before you even reach out to anybody, we're only step one, don't beat yourself up. Step two, try to learn what you can take away. Like, what are my lessons in this? What can I learn about, you know, going into next time? How can I do this better? How can I stop myself from making this error in judgment again? Or how can I change these patterns for myself in the future? All that kind of stuff. Okay. Then from that, the answer is you can always reach out, as long as it's with the appropriate intentions that take yourself into consideration. So, you know, sometimes people will ask me this in like the webinars inside PDS, because we do 4 live weekly webinars in there with all the students. And so I'll be on there and people put all these questions in, and everyone's in video and then types in their questions. And we do some live like questions with people on video as well. But, you know, a lot of people will say like, oh, I want to reach out to my ex. And then sometimes I'll see people in the chat be like, no, don't do it. And don't do it if that's your strategy to try to get somebody back, or don't do it if the person's like really unhealthy for you and you're the real reason you're doing it is to try to get back with them. Like, those are reasons not to do it. But if your reasons, you have to really tune in with yourself. You have to be super honest with yourself. If your reasons are to make amends and to just open up and like have a nice conversation and take accountability and feel like you get to get that off your heart, and to feel like, you know, that might actually benefit somebody else too to have that conversation, then I highly recommend doing that. As long as you're clear about your boundaries, as long as you're not going back down a rabbit hole or opening something up with somebody that is going to confuse you or, you know, do all these different things. If you're just realizing like, oh, I wish I didn't do this thing, you know, I'll give an example. I had somebody say that, wow, I realized how critical I was to my ex all the time. And I realized now that that ex of mine already had really low self-esteem, and that was like paralyzing him because I kept being so critical because I was hurt and my needs weren't met and I didn't know how to express that better. And I really took that personally. Like, why doesn't the person love me and care about me and want to meet my needs? And so I was critical and really harsh with my words at times. And what that created is a lot of this, like, looking back now, I'm like, wow, I probably like didn't help that person's self-esteem. And now I'm realizing this. I thought it was justified at the time. And I didn't even realize that the consequences of that to somebody else, but I that weighs heavily on me now that I'm understanding this. And so what I said to that person, as long as you are not going to try to go back into that relationship and open that relationship when you know it wasn't working, you know the person unfortunately wasn't able to participate in the way that you actually needed, go back and say, hey, this was about my pain. This wasn't necessarily a reflection of what I thought about you, especially in some of the times where I said harsher words or I sort of became emotionally volatile. And that's what she ended up doing. And she just felt so much relief after doing it and just, like, you know, ended things on like a good note and had some closure and just got that off her chest, and it was well received and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that is a very beautiful and powerful thing to do, as long as it's for your healing, for your closure, and maybe for some compassion and kindness to somebody else. If you are trying to just get back together with somebody, there's a whole different set of rules, a whole different set of things that need to apply. And not that there's rules, you know, in how to make it work. It's there's standards and steps you need to take to be in a healthy relationship to yourself and to sort of qualify if the relationship is the right thing to bring back into your life. And if so, what conversations need to be had to make it work. So very separate thing. But if this is just about you, just about your healing, just about accountability, just about feeling like I'm showing up and I'm doing my part and I'm making amends, which is a very healing thing to do in life, then it is something I highly recommend. And just so you guys know too, if this is helpful, this is something when I was originally going through healing and learning about a lot of different things related to attachment styles and attachment theory and just core wounds and my own patterns and having a lot of this like visibility on how I was showing up, I actually did this. I almost like should have done more of it, but I did do this with three significant relationships in my life and from the past. And this probably happened now, like over 10 years ago. But this was a really, really important part of my healing. And so I highly recommend it. It's really beautiful, but again, make sure you're clear on your intentions and your boundaries around the process. So hopefully that answered this question I get so often. Thank you so much for watching. Please like, share, and subscribe, and I will see you in the next video.